Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know and proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you, let me run your bath water, whatever you desire.
Okay, we are on point. Hope everybody can hear me. It's Friday, July 9th. I thought it was the 10th, but it's the 9th. We behind the scenes getting prepared for tonight's show. I'm going to play one more song in a minute, and then we're going to we're going to jump right into things. This tonight be one of my most spiritual truthful, realest shows that I ever did. I want everybody to pay attention closely to everything that go on tonight, from the opening hour to the second hour. And on and on. I'm telling everybody right now, we going as long as we could go. I'm gonna do this show tonight until I pass out. So don't be texting me and telling me tomorrow I fell asleep on the show. You fell asleep. You did this. I'm telling you right now, I'm giving it all I got tonight. I'm telling it all, I'm giving it all. Because when you've been through what I've been through, only in the last week, not only in the last month, but the whole year, it's time for more than a testimony. It's time to set the record straight. Everybody know, Sunday night, Monday, early Monday morning, I was in a very bad car accident. The whole back of the car was like almost completely cut off the car. How I walked away? No, I retract that. How God let me walk away from that accident is only between me and God. Now, a lot of people have close calls and near-death experiences. But you have to tell your own story. I'm telling my story. When you come in seconds away from death, it really changes your life, and it gives you a different outlook on life. And when I tell my family and I tell my friends, I be like, yo, I almost died in that car. And they be like, stop saying that. And in my mind, I'm like, why do they want me to stop saying that? Why do they want me to stop saying that I almost died in a car accident? It's real. It's the truth. Are people afraid to hear you say things like that? Because it makes them think that if you wasn't here, what would happen? Because I told so many people, and every time I tell somebody I almost died in that car, I'm lucky to be alive. I don't even know how I made it out that car. And they tell me, stop saying that. And I keep saying it, and I keep saying it, and I keep talking about it. Because you don't know. You wasn't in the car with me. And it's a lot of people who've been through what I've been through. With car accidents like that, and their situation ended up worse, and some ended up better, and some ended up as fatalities and deceased. But God chose to let me walk away from it. And now I feel like I got a purpose. Me and Dre was just talking behind the scenes, and he was like, I know how you're going to start the show off. And then he started talking like me, and he was talking like how I was going to start the show off. I was laughing when he was saying, you're going to say, my mother used to tell me when I was young that tomorrow isn't promised to you. I've been through the military. I've been through the streets of Patterson, New Jersey. 20 years of pimping. Working, marriage. But nothing come close to what I went through. At 1 a.m. on Monday night, June 5th, nothing. And that will forever stay with me. I mean, I got so much to say. I got so much to talk about. And that's why I said tonight, fuck how much it costs. I'm doing this show until I'm giving it my all. I'm giving it until I pass out. I'm going to be on this podcast tonight. It'll be a marathon. Somebody said back off the mic. I'm sorry. I'm probably too close to the microphone. I'm amped up. I'm hyped. You don't know. You don't know what I've been through. Instead of being here with you on this podcast tonight, my sister's show last night would have been a whole different show. It would have been different if she would have even did the show. If Shadi would have did his show on Saturday. If Malai would have did his show on Sunday. If Dre would have did his show on Monday. I don't know. But it would have been a whole different conversation and a whole different show. I'm here for a purpose. And the accident showed me that. And I'm scared. I'm still scared. I went by the scene where the accident was, and I seen all the skid marks and everything where I bounced around and swung around and hit the divider and the trees and everything, and I caught a severe panic attack. And my cousin told me, "Don't do that no more. Don't go back over there no more." Matter of fact, I called my cousin. Right after I went over there to the scene, and I called my cousin, and he said, What's wrong, Jay? He said, yo, I went over there to the scene of that accident, man, and my whole body was trembling, and my palms were sweating. And I had a bad panic attack. My nephew probably on the line. I had a panic attack worse than I had when I was on New Jersey Transit bus and me and my nephew was coming from New York. And I couldn't believe that I had a panic attack like that. But I did. And now I know I'm here for a purpose. And I think about if I wasn't here. What if I wasn't here? My youngest daughter's birthday is Saturday to Sunday. To my sister every day on the phone, I wouldn't be able to do that anymore. I text and talk to my cousin every day on the phone. I talk to Dre on the phone at least 8 or 9 times a day. I got pets. I got family. I got friends. I mean, yo, we got to prepare. It taught me that we got to prepare. I got 8 kids, 4 sons and 4 daughters, and 2 of them not talking to me right now. And trust me, I wanted to reach out to them. It's something in me want to make me want to, I haven't did it yet, but it's something in me want to make me want to reach out to them and say, yo, I almost died not talking to you. Because I don't have any enemies. Somebody told me last week, they said, Jay, you always been different, man. You always been a person. You didn't want to hurt people's feelings, Jay. Like, my whole life, like, you never wanted to hurt nobody's feelings. Like, you know, you will keep it inside. Even when you know somebody is wrong, you won't tell them. You will hurt yourself to just make somebody else feel like they right. And then other people, other friends told me, Jay, you always been different, man. You always been different. You always been different from us, Jay. Talking about my friends that I hung out in the streets with. You always been different. I would go to bars and stuff with my friends, and they would always tell me it'd be 5 of us, and we'd see 5 girls in a bar, and they'd send me to go talk to the girls. Jay, go talk to them. It's the aura. Always been a good person. I always been a real friend. I always been a real son, a cousin, a father. I always been a real person. But this year I've been having a lot of bad breaks. And O told me, my nephew O told me, he said, yo, Jay, he didn't say Jay, he said, it's signs. You gotta read the signs that's coming to you. God is sending you signs. I remember Plump Queen was on here last week. Plump Queen said she didn't know her purpose until she was in an accident she said last week she was in an accident and lost her arm, and she didn't know her purpose in the world. And I asked her, like, what you mean by that? You didn't know your purpose in this world until you lost your arm in an accident. But now I know what she means. Because I feel like I'm 5 days old. Because the accident was 5 days ago. And I feel like I'm 5 days old. And I feel like I got to set the record straight. I can't let things that I let go by no more. I gotta call it like I see it. I got to say what I mean, and I got to mean what I say. And if it don't apply, but I got to look you dead in your eye and say what I want to say. Because as the young people say, it's a lot of fuck shit be going on. I almost died 5 days ago. And people don't want me saying that. But I did. I almost died 5 days ago. I never saw the car, and the car said they never saw me. What do that mean? We was the only 2 cars on the highway. But I never saw that car, and the guy told me he never saw me. And my sister even told me, that's strange. How can you be the only 2 cars on the highway, but I never saw the car and the car never saw me? I looked left. I looked right. And I looked left. I wasn't texting. But I never saw the car. I just felt the impact, and I seen the car spinning, and then everything went black. And I mean black. And when I woke up and opened my eyes, I was started off westbound. I was on the eastbound side. I mean in a perfect park. I can't explain it. It was God to God. Because God has been there through all my ups, when I had money and when I had cars and I might have been doing illegal things, but I was up and he was there when I was up. So now when I'm down, I can't say nothing bad, because everything up goes down. And everything down sooner or later gotta go up. And trust me, the first day after the accident, I had pain, and the second day after that, today was really the first day that I didn't have that much pain, because I've been in some pain, and I've been taking medicine and using lidocaine patches and taking all the medicine that I don't like it. And all the airbags came out in the car. And the person that hit me, I don't know what kind of car they was in. I don't know nothing about that. But I'm going to get into all that after this break. I'm going to take you through the whole accident. I'm going to tell you the voices I heard when my car was spinning around and around. I'm going to tell you what happened when I stopped. I'm going to detail the whole accident and the conversation that I had with God and the conversation that I had with the devil, and we're going to talk about all that. And then I don't know. All I can say is I almost died 5 days ago. That's all I could say. And for the people that care about me, the people that care about me, and the people that I care about, I want everybody to know that I almost died 5 days ago. But God spared my life. So I feel like I got a purpose. I feel like I got a reason to be here. Not to save the world, because I'm not a save the world type guy. But I'm a save one at a time type guy. And everybody's people tell me, oh, you're going to start spreading love? You're going to start spreading love on your show? Yeah, I'm going to start spreading love. But I'm going to start spreading real love. I'm not going to spread the love that you think I'm not going to spread. I'm not going to spread fake love. I'm going to spread real love. I'm talking about real love. I'm talking about if you married and you got a wife and you cheating, I'm going to say that's fake love. Use real love. That's the kind of love I'm going to spread. If you got a family member and a friend, you're jealous of them, that's the fake love. If you got family members and you talking about them and you hating on them, I'm gonna spread the real. That's the love I'm gonna spread. I'm not gonna be up here and I'm not gonna build air castles and I'm not gonna talk fake shit and I'm not gonna say that love everybody need love and you gotta have love. No, I'm never gonna say that. Because love everybody is different. Love is in the eye of the beholder. Some people married and they could cheat on their wife, but they still say they love their wife. They go on vacation pictures and they go all over the world and they put yours all on the social media. But is that real love? But anyway, I don't even want to get into all that right now because I'm not even on that right now. I'm on what I'm on. But what I'm going to do, I know I got my co-host. I got my co-host coming in, Nephew O and Pastor Ruben. They just got to give me a minute. But we got some good topics coming up. We got some real good topics coming up in the next hour. The first topic is, this for a man or a woman, do you prefer, I'm speaking for the men now, do you prefer a woman to be young with stamina, or would you prefer an older woman with experience? What would you take? And that goes for women, too. Would you take a man young with stamina, or would you rather have an older man with experience? The next topic is, what comforts you? What comforts you? Food, music, sex, money. What comforts you? The third topic we're going to get to is, do you have to have sex when you're on a vacation? If somebody take you on a vacation, does sex have to be included in that? Some people, I was talking to somebody earlier, and they said that they would assume if they went on a vacation that the sex was automatic. But I've been on vacation before, and I didn't have sex, and I'll explain that to you later. So is that included in the vacation package? And the last one is, you know, I had to throw one in there, rated X one. The last topic is, do you prefer, and this go both ways too, for a man or a woman, do you prefer your woman be shaved, a shaved vagina or unshaved vagina? Or ladies, do you prefer your man to be shaved or unshaven? I was talking to my cousin. He said a woman with a bush, and I said that too. But it don't really matter. We can go either way. It don't matter. But listen, we're gonna go all night into our past. I don't care how much it costs. And yeah, I'm gonna throw my Cash App out there and my Zelle and my PayPal and my Venmo. I'm gonna throw all that out there. I don't care if people wanna donate $5 or $1 or anything, but just show some love. I've been through a lot and I'm here. And I'm still going to go through a lot. I've been minimized from driving a Mercedes Benz to a Mercury Sable. And somebody told me, you being humble, Jay Sean. You being humble. You done been through a lot of stuff. And I said, yes, I'm being humbled. But I also believe that I'm going through all this because something as good is about to happen at the end. Because you can't keep a good man down. Who on the link, if you're on the link and you're listening on the link, you can see all the pictures going past and they should got all the information on it. And the people, my Facebook friends, you can see everything and I don't got to sit up here and spread it out. You can see the Cash App. You can see the Venmo. You can see the Zelle. You can see the PayPal. You can see all that. You know what I mean? It won't kill you. It won't kill you to donate $5 to the show. You ain't going to see no more shows like that, like this in a long time. My brother Miles called me up. Jay Sean, I got a donation for you. Miles, we know you. Everybody know Miles. We call him Sir Talk a lot. People want me to shut Miles down. Miles probably fuming back there right now. Shut me down. They want me to shut Miles down. Miles talk too much. Shut him down. I got to make the call on that. So what we going to do right now, If you're on the phone lines and you want to go live, you got to press 1. You could give a shout out. You could come on and say a prayer. Anything you want to do. It's your hour. Before we get into the 9 o'clock hour and deal with the topics, and then 10 o'clock, I just want everybody just to give it all tonight. Like whatever, it don't matter what we doing or what we talking about. Let's just give it our all tonight. That's all. Let's just give it our all. I appreciate all the love. I see everybody on the phone lines. I don't know. I couldn't imagine if I wasn't here to do this show. But it was close. It was a close one. Mr. Fuck Love was almost out of here. And that goes for everybody. I want everybody to know, like, tomorrow not promised to you. Tomorrow's not promised. So make sure you telling people, everybody, what you want to tell them, and you letting people know what you want them to know. And this is where that at. Let people know. I call my youngest daughter with the quickness after that accident. I say, you remember what I told you, what you got to do if something ever happened to me, right? Yeah, Dad, yeah, I know. Why you telling me that? Look, I'm not playing. Just remember, do you know what I told you to do and where to go? Prepare yourself. Talk to your family members. Just prepare yourself, man, because when I left my house Monday morning, 1 a.m., I got a phone call to pick somebody up from work. I never in a million years thought that would be my last time leaving my house. That would be my last time driving my car. That would be my last time talking to my friends, my family, my sister. I never in a million years thought that would almost be the last time I talked to anybody. I just never thought that. So this song right here, I'm getting ready to play. I love this song so much. It really hits me, man. It get me emotional. It's really like the definition of my life. This song. So we're gonna go into a quick break. And we're going to come back and we're going to get this show started right after this break. Let me see if I can get this right. And of course, I'm going to have a drink.
You don't know my story.
You don't know the things that I have come.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
If you did, you would lift up your head.
Welcome back. I really feel good when I see my phone lines filled up. Phone lines full. Let me put this phone on this microphone stand. I'm tired of holding it. Nope. Nephew Owen, Pastor Ruben, I'm coming to you. Don't worry about it. Let me finish this right here. Matter of fact, hold on one second. Nephew O, you here?
What's good? What's good? I'm in the building. How's it going?
What's up? All right, all right. I ain't wanna just keep going on because I got a lot of couple of things I want to talk about. Is Pastor Ruben on? I always forget his phone number. His last four.
It should be 803. It should be. You got to call him.
I got to call him?
Yeah. Let me see. He should have an 803 area code.
I don't see it. 803, I don't see it. Unless he called in from another number. And Pastor Ruben, if you want, press 1, because I don't see it. There's a lot of numbers up here. Maybe he called in from a different number. Oh, wait a minute, 1 second. Let me see. Maybe this is him. Hold on 1 second. 7543, this you, Pastor Ruben? 7543. No, that's not him. That was somebody else. Well, if he texts you or call you, let me know. Cause I don't see his.
Okay, yeah, I'm working on it now. I'll get him on. I'm working on it.
Okay. All right. That's my co-host, Nephew O. He probably can relate to a lot of what I'm saying right now. But what I wanted to talk about tonight was, like I said again, the car accident I was in, and I call it a near-death experience. I got a text or a phone call. I can't really remember. And I was kind of tired. You know, I got up and I was going to pick someone up from work. Not just anyone, not just any person. Someone, I'm trying to think of the right words to say. I'll just leave it like that. It wasn't just someone, a random person. Tired, but, you know, that's how I am. Even though I know I had to get up in the morning, I got up. I threw some clothes on, and I got in my car. I didn't feel anything, not at all. And you know, everybody know my show is based in Paterson, New Jersey. If you know Paterson, you know 11th Ave. I traveled down 11th Ave. I made a right on 37th Street. 37th Street, it's a long block. It's almost like two blocks in one. And in the middle of the block, I remember I text W on the way. I remember that. And I also remember the text I got back that said, okay, that's how long the block is. I got to the corner. I looked to the left. It's like a place where it's like almost dangerous. In the daytime, it's dangerous because you're crossing over a highway, but it's legal to make a left. But at 1 in the morning, it's nothing because there's no cars outside at 1 in the morning. I have did it 100 times. Maybe 200. I look to the left. I look to the right. because you got traffic coming both ways. I didn't see, it was black. It was nobody outside but me. I wasn't texting. I looked to the left, to the right. I looked back to the left, and I pulled up. I pulled out. Now, before I go any further, I will say, unfortunately, in the state of New Jersey, if you got a stop sign, you automatically wrong. No matter, you could be turning right, left, whatever. If you had a stop sign, you wrong. And I'm fighting that right now. I spoke to a lawyer about that. Because I don't know where the car. I never saw a car. I pulled out. It's a divider, but it's a hole in the middle that you can make a left. I pulled out, and I was halfway to the middle, and I remember, it's like I heard it before I felt it. I heard like a boom, you know, like somebody hit your car real hard with their hand. And then I remember, it's like everything, when the car hit, everything went black. Yeah, for real, it went black. And when I opened my eyes again, I was in a spin, like a circle. Like it was like, I was making donuts. The car was spinning around and I saw a tree. And I always know if the car's turning to the left, you turn the wheel to the left. Turning, not skidding. If you skid into the right, you turn to the right. Sometimes to the opposite way. So I missed the tree. And I spin around. I hit the divider. Boom. Then go black again. I don't know, but all the airbags is out, but I don't know that yet because everything is black. Now, here's where the story gets crazy. I tell everybody that I said I screamed out, Jay Sean, you're not dying tonight. But now I know that's not what happened. It was another voice in the car saying, Jay Sean, you're not dying tonight. I thought I said that. But somebody else said that. The round and circle again. And I can remember saying in my mind, am I dead or am I alive? And when the car spun around the second time after it hit the divider, it felt like somebody was pulling me. Somebody was pulling me, like, I can't explain it. But like I said, like now, in my mind, I think that was the devil. He was pulling me from by my left arm. But I still heard the voice saying, Jay Sean, you're not dying tonight. And the car spun around again. And this time it missed the divider. And don't ask me how, I don't know, because I'm telling you, I never seen the other car to this day. I never seen the other car. But I don't know how the car jumped over the divider, and then I wound up on the eastbound side. I was westbound. I ended up on the eastbound side with no, thank God, no cars was coming. And I opened my eyes like it was like I woke up and I was like, I pulled over to the side, and all the airbags was out of the car. All the airbags was out. And people want to know what you think about when, like, you're going through near death experiences. I didn't really think about, I just kept saying, I'm not dying in this car tonight. And when the car finally stopped, I still was scared because I didn't know if I was dead or alive. I really didn't know. I can't explain it, but I didn't know. And I said to myself, like, I said, I gotta call my sister. And I don't really know if I think I texted my friend. I think I said, I just had an accident. I'm not sure. But I know I said in my mind, I said, I got to call my sister. Like, I got to call my sister. And then I said, she might not be woke. I didn't really know. And I opened the car door, and all this was happening so fast. And I just seen somebody running up the highway. And it was a young Spanish kid. And it made me kind of laugh because, like, he looked so young and he looked like a nerd. You know, when you're from Patterson, like, you thinking you're going to see somebody looking, you know, somebody looking rough or, like, from the streets. It was like, nah, it was the complete opposite. It was like he was looking like Urkel. And he was running up the street to the car, and I opened the car door, and all my airbags up, and I had a cut on my face, I couldn't understand what he was saying, and then when I figured out what he was saying, he was asking me, was everybody all right? And I was like, yo, I'm the only one in here. I'm okay. And then this, I'll never forget this for the rest of my life. The kid, he let out like a scream, like I don't really know, but like a scream, like, I guess, like, he probably thought he killed everybody in the car. He just screamed, and then he turned around and ran back down the hill. And something in my mind said, stay in the car. But then I wanted to see my car. You know, I wanted to see what it looked like. And when I got out, I was like, oh, man. The whole trunk was like, was gone. I was like, oh, shit. I was like, damn, I don't got full coverage. I called my sister. I don't even remember what we talked about. I don't even remember the conversation because everything was a blur from there. And I knew in my mind that the sign said 25 miles an hour, but I knew somebody going 25 miles an hour couldn't knock the back off a car. And, you know, and then you go into everything, people asking you, you don't really know what's going on. So the cops was asking me things I didn't really understand. I didn't really know. And I texted a couple of people. I think I called a couple of people. I can't really remember. I think I called a couple of people. I texted a couple of people. And I went to the emergency room. And I waited 2 hours to get in and to be seen by a doctor. Could have been bleeding on the inside. Could have had an aneurysm of the brain. I could have had a blood clot. They don't give a fuck. And the whole time I just laid in the emergency room and I just kept saying, tomorrow not promised to you, man. Like, tomorrow not promised. And you have to make sure that your loved ones know that they loved and the people you care about know that you care about. But that's where the problem comes in, because how do you know what's real and how do you know what's fake and how do you know who care and how do you know who don't care? I got a bunch of people that said, if you need anything, just let me know. And some people, and I ain't talking about everybody now, who have really helped me out since the accident. I'm not going to sit up here and lie to nobody. I got people who have really sent me some heart. I got a friend who actually asked me, because she posts on her Facebook page that a friend of hers was in a bad car accident. Could people send in prayers? I got another friend who talked me through everything, and I got Dre, and I got my sister, and I got another friend who said, let me give you a bubble bath, and let me give you a massage, and, you know, a bubble bath and a massage. And I took it. So it's real people who out here to care. But what I'm really trying to say, because this been going on for about an hour, we got to get on with the show. What I'm really trying to say is, men, your broken hearts. I got a new outlook on life. If something is negative or if it's fake, don't come around me, please. Calling it out. I'm calling you out. I found out something today, and I'm going to deal with it as soon as I get an opportunity. I'm not going to deal with it right now on this show because I'm not going to do that. But I'm going to deal with the situation as soon as I get a chance to deal with it. I'm going to deal with it because a young lady came on my show with cancer, and I gave her an interview on my show, and I asked for donations because she was going through a lot, and I sent her donations, and somebody else reached out to her, and she did interviews on a show and an interview on another show, and then she never heard from them again. Like, who could do that to a cancer patient? And I deal with that when the time comes. Because that makes me look bad. Because I brought her on my show with the purpose of getting donations to help her with her situation. And you don't take advantage of the sick people. You don't take advantage of the dead. You don't take advantage of disabled people. And she reached out to me. She didn't reach out to tell me that. She reached out to tell me, was I okay? Because she heard I was in a car accident. And then she told me about that. She did something. Somebody reached out to her. She did something. She went on a show. She did an interview. She did one or two interviews. And they never told her they was going to call her back to donate to her. And they never called her back and donated nothing. Shit. Now, who could do that to somebody with cancer? And shit like that, I'm dealing with it. And I'm not calling out names. because this is a keeping it real show. I'm not giving nobody shine. It's a lot of people who've been here for me since my car accident. A lot of people. And I appreciate it. People brought me food. People made donations. And my sister even did my laundry. Ain't that some shit? But enough of this sad shit. We ready to get this show started. We ready to get it amped up. I see all the people on the phone lines. You got to press 1 if you got to go live. I see all the numbers. I even think Mr. Solution on the live. I see you, Mr. Solution. Press 1. We nobody heard from you in a long time. What you been up to? Press 1. We want to talk to you. Anybody else, you want to press 1, you want to go live. I see a lot of people pressing 1. I'm bringing you in, in a minute. Okay, I see Pastor. I think this Pastor Ruben number. Hold on 1 second. That's you, Ruben? Pastor Ruben?
Yes, sir.
Good
evening, everybody. Yes.
That's my man. That's my man, Pastor Ruben. Okay, good. We got you. Let me see. We got Nephew O. You can hear?
Let's shake it with no bacon, playboy.
Okay. All right. We here. Everybody here. I don't know. We got some people pressing 1. Just bear with us for a minute, the people that's pressing 1. Bear with us.
Man, I was hoping you was going to call out them names, man. I'm going to call out a couple of names. So I'm going to keep
Now I'm not calling out names. They know they know who they be.
Tom, Dick, and Harry. Yeah, good.
I should though, right? Since I almost died.
Hell yeah, that's wrong. And shit.
Yeah,
that
happened wrong.
To me too. You know, ain't nobody.
That happened to you too.
I didn't get no donations like that. Nah, like people know I was fucked up. You know what I mean? So, you know, so I know that feeling.
Yeah. So, like, I didn't even know until she reached out to me today, you know, and she told me, and I was like, because I donate, like me, I donate to people. That's why when I ask for donations, I'm not some joker just up here asking for donation. I donate to people's cause.
Yeah, you don't know what some people are doing, man. Like,
I donate, so when I ask for donations, don't think I'm somebody just up here begging for money. I donate to people causes.
You ain't gonna beg. I'm gonna beg. I got my change cup ready. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
So, Pastor Ruben,
don't pay me no attention.
Yes, sir.
Nah, you good out here. You good. You good. That's what it is. We keep it real here. We hurt feelings. We you know what I'm saying? We hurt feelings out here. If your skin ain't tough, that's on you.
You walk past me
and I
put a penny in my change cup. I'm gonna hit you with my white cane accidentally. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. We in the second hour. Like, if you on the line and you want to get live, you have to press 1. We gonna come in with the topics in a minute, and we gonna deal with that.
I'm glad you're all right, Aunt, too, man. I'm glad that you're here tonight,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, thank
that's
you,
a
man.
Blessing, man. You need to give me praise, man.
Yeah, I know you know about that shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, it, when I'm talking about it, like, I'm reliving it. Like, my palms is sweating. I'm really messed up, you know what I'm saying? And today, like, the first day that I really kind of felt a little better other than my neck and my back and everything hurting me, because I don't really like taking pain medicine. You know, so today,
all right, you go.
I really is like the first day I kind of, you know, I feel all right. And
I'm glad you still got all your, I'm glad you still got all your senses too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got jacked up with that.
Yo, listen. For those of you don't know, Nephew O, the one that's speaking now, he lost his sight in a car accident, in a truck accident. Now, the car hit me in the back. If it wouldn't hit me in the door, we wouldn't even be talking. I wouldn't even be here right now. For anybody on the phone lines, if you want to say something, you got to press 1. Hold on, let me see. I think somebody, I don't know, 5885, you live. Did you press 1?
I did. How are you?
Hey, LaToya. All right, how you doing?
All is well. All is well.
How are you, LaToya?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you all?
I am great.
Sweet boy, Toya.
Pastor Bogan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I thank God.
Good. I know that's right.
Oh, his the pastor voice perked up when he heard your voice.
Yeah, I don't know what you did to the pastor, but
I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm being nice right now. I just heard he just perked up. He just perked up. That's all I know.
I'm speaking to you.
What's up?
God, I'm trying to tell you something. And it's up for you to hear what he's telling you. He spared you your life. So it's, I'm not saying you didn't make it, you're not making that choice, but he spared you your life. So God is trying to tell you something.
Yeah. That's what Nephew O told me. And a couple of other people told me. He trying to tell me something, but I just don't know what he's trying to tell me, you know?
Well, only thing you got to do is just listen. Listen to what he's saying to you, because he's telling you. And he told you why you was up against that. As you explained exactly what happened. He was talking to you. Was you listening?
What
I'm saying?
Yes, I was listening.
So you gotta make it.
Well, he didn't tell me why I walked away from that accident. He didn't tell me that.
Because he got so much more for you to do.
Your purpose has not been sold yet, sir.
Hmm.
Well, that's what I'm looking for. Like I said earlier, like I believe in God during hard times, and I believe in him during good times, you know, so he could use me as a vehicle to transport any kind of knowledge or whatever he wants to. I'm here. Like I said, as far as I'm concerned, I'm 5 days old.
And thank you.
And thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying that, LaToya.
You're welcome.
Because LaToya, you know me and you. Yes. You know me and you. We always like going at it at odds. But look, but on the real.
What you're not going to do, you're not going to ask any of those questions. That's what you're not going to do.
Add to what?
Go, girl.
Add to what? What'd she say?
You're not going to ask any of those 3 questions that you're giving out for people to respond to. You're not going to ask me that. That's what you're not going to do. So I'm speaking
I didn't ask you anything. Okay. I was getting ready to say I really really respect you. Like I was getting ready to say I really respect you, and you a sincere person. Like I listen to you on a lot of different networks, and you always got the same energy. You know what I mean? Like, nah, I wasn't gonna say nothing negative. Nah, not at a time like this.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Well,
I'm sorry.
You on the cheek with that Bible.
I mess with her sometimes, but not right now. Like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really do that because Latoya support everybody's show. She even texts me and tell me about other shows, and she's a person that really supports all the podcasts. Like, you gotta really take your hat off to somebody like that, because she don't have to do that.
I don't
appreciate that for sure.
So, what I'm responding to what you're going through as you experiment in this car accident. What you're going through is post-traumatic depression. It's a chance. You are going through anxiety. You suffer from anxiety. Like you went back to the sickness. You had a panic attack. I've been there. I was in a car accident. I can tell you all about it. I just know that God spared me my life because I'm still here to talk about it. I had to learn
Amen. How
to use my whole right side of my body. I had to strengthen my whole right side of my body. I had to walk again. So I went through it all. I had to see many a doctor. I also had to see a psychiatrist because I witnessed another car accident as I was going about my day, and it scared the mess out of me. It brought me back to when it first what happened, and I was screaming out of my mind, and I knew I had to speak to someone. So what you're going through, St. Sean, is just the beginning of the pain, and you should go to therapy, get all the help that is needed for you, and God can...
Thank you.
God can heal your body. You need healing, but it's going to take time. So I just want to say to you, God is talking to you, Jay Sean. He's talking to you. And I hope you feel better. Yes, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I'm going on mute. Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Jay.
What up?
Yeah, man, you know you can't be asking Latoya those questions, man. She's going to turn you Christian. Keep it up.
I didn't even say nothing. I'm going to come back to Latoya with one of the topics. hold on, everybody. The man of the hour, too sweet to be sour. You live. Who this be?
Hey, Jay Sean. I heard you talk about your auto accident. I hope you, I'm glad you survived it, rather, without too much injury. But I was going to suggest, I don't know if you're familiar with the TENS unit.
The TENS for pain?
Well, no. It's TENS, TENS unit. It's an electrical stimulator. Well, what it does is it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it aids the healing process and also relieves the pain. So that's a good option to medications.
Hey, Mr. Solution.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's the solution. Well, I was just thinking about trying some hair on. What do you think about that?
Well, you mean heroin?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say that's stupid, but yeah, that's real stupid. And I know you were kidding. That's the reason I said that. Well, I hope you were kidding.
Yeah, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. How you been? How you been? You been missing in action. How you been?
Well, I've been excellent. Thank you for asking.
Huh?
I was going to say anybody that uses drugs, especially illegal drugs, and even prescription drugs excessively, they don't care about their brain, the most important tool we have. So that's what really gets us out of a sticky situation is our brain. You know, there's an old bromide that goes, as a man thinketh, so is he. So, no, I would definitely suggest not even abusing alcohol, let alone heroin.
Well, I'm abusing alcohol tonight. I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie about that.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't recommend abusing it. Using it judiciously is acceptable.
No, I'm abusing it.
Yeah, and alcohol has a lot of benefits, actually. You know, relaxing a person. It has a lot of medicinal benefits if used in small quantities.
Can since we're in the 9 o'clock hour, Mr. Solution, can I ask you one of the topics?
Sure.
Okay, we got four topics for tonight. I'll read them off to you, and you answer which one you want. Well, you can answer all of them if you want to. The first topic is do you prefer your woman young with stamina or older with experience?
Experience in what?
I guess in life.
That's interesting. Well, usually younger women are better. That's a little bit relative because a woman has more of what a man likes when she's younger. Usually a little bit more cooperative as the figure. Now, older women, if they've kept themselves well, you know, body weight, that sort of thing. And since they've had experience, if they're not too hard to get along with, they could outcompete, they could potentially outcompete a younger woman. But from what I hear, that's normally not the case. So I guess it would just be on a case-by-case basis, ultimately. But usually the leaning would be toward the younger woman who's had less experience.
So you put
in everything.
Okay, so you want the young woman with stamina. Okay. That's
assuming she's healthy, but virtually every man prefers a younger woman. I mean, if you look at your beauty.
No. I'm talking about you. We talking about you.
That's fine. I'm part
younger,
of the human.
You prefer a younger woman with stamina.
No, I said
right?
I'm part of the human group, so yeah, I prefer, a younger woman. All things being equal, sure.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Now,
it's
are
no
you
right
asking that to be controversial or what?
No, it's,
oh, you
it's
said it's
intriguing.
Part of the show topic.
I'm just asking that because that's the first topic question, and I was trying.
Well, that would be my
answer.
My leaning would be toward a younger woman because look, I was speaking to a group of men not long ago, and I was advising them on their daughters because they were saying there's a dearth of young men that are available for their daughters. And I said, well, that's not really true. There are plenty of men available. It's just what many women want. So one of the things I said is that is very important to a man, and that is low body count on a woman, especially successful men. Successful men prefer low body counts, low sexual experiences. That's a common word, body count, but yeah.
Hold on, Mrs. Lucia. Let me try. Somebody, 7543, did you press 1? 7543, did you press 1? I guess they pressed it by mistake. Going once, going twice. Okay. All right. No, because some people wanted older, experienced women, and some people wanted young women with stamina. So, you know, I just wanted to ask. But look, I want to try.
Oh, wait a minute. Before you move on, I think this is a very important codicil or point, and that is what would I or what would a man want the woman for? Now, if you're talking about me, I'm a kind of relationship sort of guy, so it wouldn't just be for a quickie, but it would be, you know, for a while to see if the woman was worthy of being a companion or a helpmeet, as they say. So that would be my concern.
But you single right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
As are most Americans, I might add.
Yeah, I agree. Well, look, I was going to go into another topic, but hold up. Let me ask you a question. What's your stance on love? Do you believe love is real?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the, leading statements is God is love. So, yeah, love is definitely real, as real as we are.
So you looking for love?
Sure, love is very important in a healthy relationship.
Okay, but hold up. But how long have you been looking for love or waiting for love? How long?
Well, I don't lead with that. I don't lead with that.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you a question.
Well,
How long have you been waiting for love? How long? I just want to know how long.
Hold on. I'm not waiting for love. Love is something that has to develop. Okay. Love has to develop once the person is there. So I don't just talk about a disembodied love. I talk about an embodied love.
Let me change the question.
I just want to make sure you understand my position. Because you follow me? Love has to exist in a person. So I would have to find the person first, and then the love, if it were to develop, would develop.
Okay. So listen, how long have you been without love then?
Well, not without love. I mean, one always has love, you know, family, friends, this sort of thing. But I haven't had a mate in several years.
I'm not talking about family. I'm not talking about family and friend love.
But you have to understand, I'm busy. I'm not standing around waiting on anything.
I'm not trying to make things happen. I'm just asking a question. I'm not trying to be argumental. How long have you been without love?
Well, I've been out without in a committed relationship for a couple of years, but I haven't been waiting, you know, for that to happen. I'm always busy. I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I mean, I could make it happen. But I don't consider it important enough to force it to happen. Like a lot of men are going to other countries.
Exactly. That's what you just hit the nail on the head.
And let me just say this.
Exactly.
Outside of the country, outside of the USA,
You love to stay outside this country. Where you want to go?
No, it's much easier to find a fit, feminine, and friendly woman
Costa
outside
Rica?
The
Costa Rica?
Well, there's Europe, Asia. It's in different places in the world. Asia is a nice place. A lot of men have a lot of accolades.
But look, I think when you go to them countries right there, I don't think I think you're looking for a servant.
No, that's not true. No. What you're looking for, if you notice the three F's I just said, feminine, fit, and friendly. Women over there are very open to traditional-like relationships, and they really work with the man. There's not all this combativeness that tends to occur.
I know you speak highly of women from other countries. Like, since we've been acquainted, I know you speak highly of other countries, but women of other countries, they're cultural, and they raise like to, you know, serve men. So
right.
When you speak of other women from other countries, I can't really read what's in your mind, but for something
right.
You're looking for a certain type of woman.
Okay. All right. May I respond now?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Evidently, we have an unfortunate delay. No, I like a quality woman. It doesn't matter where she comes from, but just based on, you know, I keep my ear to the ground, as it were, and I listen to what people have to say. And in terms of the information, this is what a lot of men are reporting, like your what do they call it? A lot of them are digital nomads. They work on computers so they can work anywhere. And if they're looking for a family, it's just a plethora of men that make this particular recommendation from different countries. The women are
they're not into feminism as much as women are in
first world countries. In other words,
okay,
they're willing to get along with
the
man.
Let me cut
go
in
ahead.
For 1 minute. If
sure,
you,
go
if
ahead.
You met a woman from another country and she came over here to America and you fell in love with her and you married her, do you want her to work or you don't want her to work?
Well,
It
depends. If she has adequate time for me, in other words, whatever work she's doing, I don't want it to take so much of her time that she can't devote it to me, her
What's
man.
The solution? Do you want your wife from the Philippines to work or not? Yes or no?
First of all, I didn't say Philippines. That's your words, not mine. I understand that, and so the thing is if I say,
right,
I think
you,
everybody has to be gainfully occupied.
Do you want your wife to work or not?
It's
a yes or no answer. Do you want
oh,
your wife
not.
To work or not?
It's not.
It's a yes or no answer.
Because if you get a woman with a skill, she has to use it. I mean, if she's an educated woman, she has.
It's a lot of men that marry. It's a lot of men that meet women from other countries who nurses and stuff, and they tell them they don't have to work. That's why I'm asking you. Do you want your wife? Ask me, do I want my wife to work or not?
Let me just make the statement. If you don't fear the statement, unless there are children at home, there's not enough to occupy, especially a professional woman, at home. So she has to do something. So, okay, you said, do you want a woman to work? Do you want your woman to work?
You asking me?
Yes, that's a question. Jay Shun, do you want your woman to work?
I don't want a woman.
Okay, well, there you go. So, in other words, you don't want a committed relationship. Is that what I understand
exactly.
you to be saying?
Exactly.
Okay, all right.
Now, do you want your wife to work or not? Yes or no?
I can't answer it. That's a simplistic way of.
If you meet a lady from London, depending on her education level, that's gonna depend on whether you want her to work or not. Right? That's what you're saying?
Well, since you ask me, and this is a good conversation, look, this is what I would say. I would want any woman that I was involved with on a long-term committed basis to at least work part-time, at minimum, because there's not enough around a house or around a home to do to keep one gainfully occupied, in my opinion.
Cool. No, that's
so
not.
You feel like if
she's
not,
I respect that.
You feel like if she's not occupied, she gonna step out on you. She gonna leave you.
Well, it's not just that. It's muscles that one doesn't use tend to atrophy, and I understand that. And I understand that a person needs. You know, work is healthy. When God first created man and woman, He gave them an occupation. So I think it's always good to have structurally occupied.
So if she ain't working, she ain't up to no good, basically, what you saying?
No, that's not exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying it from a different angle. I'm saying that for a person, a healthy adult person, they need to be gainfully occupied in a structured way.
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't want to put you on a spot and all like that.
No, you're not putting me on the spot. It's a good question, and you know, relationship discussions.
That's what this is about. Hold on one second, Mr. Lucy. Anybody that's on the line, they want to go live. You have to press 1 if you meant to make a comment. You want to speak to the host. You want to give a shout out. You want to. Speak to some nephew, old Mr. Solution, Pastor Ruben. You have to press 1. That's the only way I'll be able to know. That's the only way I'll
did
be
you,
able to
know. You asking the third question? Huh?
No.
Let me just say that. Have you finished your show? I just want to make this statement.
Anybody on the line and want to go live, you have to press 1. Go ahead, Mr. Solution.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead.
Everybody, we got so many people on the line, but nobody don't want to press. I don't really know what they're afraid of. Like to press 1 on my show. Like I'm not, you know, it's just a podcast.
Sometimes it's nice to just listen. I do that from time to time.
You just listen. Yeah, I know you
but
do. But anyway.
Participation is key.
Well, sometimes.
Pastor Ruben.
Always got a solution.
Yes, sir.
Pastor Ruben.
Yes, sir.
All right, let everybody fall back for a minute. Let me talk to the pastor. Did you listen to my whole thing I said about my accident?
No, sir, I didn't. I was on a business call. I caught the tail end
of
you talking. Yes, I missed
the
tail. Hour.
All right, I'm gonna give you a brief. I'm gonna go over it briefly. I'm not gonna go to the whole thing, but I just want your opinion on something.
Mm-hmm.
During the accident, it felt like somebody was pulling me from the left to come with them, and somebody was pulling me from the right. I said that Jay Sean, you're not dying tonight. But then now that I know, it was somebody else saying you're not dying tonight. But it also felt like I don't know if it was the devil or something was pulling me on the left, but somebody was pulling me on the right. I don't know, whatever it was, but I just know, like, my life had flashed in front of me. Is it possible that God and the devil
was both pulling at me at the same time, or is that just a figment of my imagination?
It could be that you're in battlefield. You're in the battle between good and evil, as we would say. But I do know that the Bible tells us that all things work together for our good, and we will call according to his purpose. So there's purpose on your life because you're still here. So your job now is to pray and seek the face of God to find out what is your purpose. And they have a book out called The Purpose-Driven Life. I recommend you purchase that book and read it.
What's the name of it?
Purpose-Driven Life.
What's the name of it?
Purpose-Driven Life.
Purpose-Driven
Life.
Life.
Mm-hmm. Great read.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll try it out.
Yes, sir.
And in that book, what am I supposed to find out?
Your purpose. It helps you identify your purpose. Yeah.
That's what I need. That's what I need to do.
Yes, sir.
And hey, Nephew O. Nephew O.
Uh-oh.
Hello? Nephew O. He must got his phone on mute. Hey, Mr. Solution.
Yes.
If a woman took you on a vacation...
I'm here.
Okay. Well, let me ask Mr. Solution first. Mr. Solution, if a woman took you on a vacation, do that automatically mean sex was included?
I'm not sure. I think it's something that the two adults should discuss, but I would say generally probably yes. But it's something that definitely should be discussed if it's a healthy relationship.
How about you, Nephew O? What you think? If a woman was taking you on a vacation and she was paying for it, do you think that sex would be has to be included in that? Is that included in her paying for it?
I mean, shit, I would hope so. Well, it depends on how much she's spending on the trip. Now, if she's just taking me, you know, to Virginia, then, you know what I'm saying, I know that might not be included. But if it's we got to use our passport, it's definitely something shaking.
Well, how about Pastor Ruben? What you think about that?
Well, I'm a man first. I'm going to try my hand at it.
Okay. You gonna try your hand?
I'm gonna try.
16 ring fingers.
You said sex was included in the vacation.
Yeah, I would think so. But I mean, of course, that needs to be discussed. But most of the time, you would think that would be included in there, especially if she's treating.
But
man, they automatically don't think that anyway.
I was just trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it depends on the price of that ticket, man. I'm telling you.
I guess it's included in it.
It depends.
Yeah, I'll be wondering what angle she's coming from. Is she going to pay that much money for me to go on a trip with you, you know, what's the alternative motive? What's your motive?
You can tell by the signs she gave you.
You what?
You can tell by the signs that she gave you. Like, if she get a hotel room for one day, you know what I'm saying?
She get like a...
If she get one hotel room, or if she offered to get your own room, you gotta see, does she care about you or she love you? If she care about you, she should be doing something nice for y'all or for you. But if she love you and y'all never did nothing before, then she wants to control the narrative. But she don't want to do it. Just like, she know a guy, they're fucking in the bathroom, in the closet, you know what I'm saying? But a woman, they want their first time with you to be, like, special, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you fuck, so what that mean, you fucking on the vacation or what? Like, what that mean?
That's what I'm saying. It depends on the way y'all got there.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
let me rephrase that then. Can you go on a vacation and not have sex? You,
she's
talking about you.
Me?
Yeah.
If I have to, I don't want to. I would like to have sex. That's awesome. No, look, that's all right. I did. A girl took me to Atlantic City and we didn't have sex. But she bought two beds.
Right.
I had my bed, she had her bed.
I've been on a lot of vacations I didn't have sex. And then I've been on vacations where I did. Like, you know, I didn't really think of it like that.
Now, it's a difference, though. If it's a woman that you can change the dynamics just a little bit. I mean, because it can be women out here that unfortunately, you know, God didn't give them a gift of attraction. And, you know what I'm saying? And she wouldn't have a chance on a rainy day with you. And it's a lot of women out here that do that, you know, that I might go on a trip with a chick and I don't give a damn about that being in the package or not. Once I get over there, it's on the top and it is what it is. Because, you know, you get women like that that'll take you on trips that just want you to be with them. Like, they don't even want to, you know what I'm saying, do nothing with
you.
Yeah. No.
They want you to be their arm candy.
Exactly, yeah. They already know, you know, you're not interested in them. So they ain't, you know. That's another
thing.
You got to press 1. You got to press 1 to go live because it's 9:44. We about to preach the 10 o'clock hour. Once we hit 10 o'clock, people can't call in and they can't hang up and come back in. So we want to be out for the 10 o'clock hour. Trust me on that. I'm not gonna play a song. Hey,
yo.
Jay Sean, yes. You know that's a very interesting topic. I was just perusing that, and I'm thinking that's a very nuanced type of setting. First of all, most women could not afford to do that. That's number one, just based on knowledge of the finances. Number two, if a man could get along with the woman, in other words, if the personalities match sufficiently, and I'll just answer a portion of the question because I think it's compartmentalized question. If I like the woman, I wouldn't have to have sex with her. I mean, I could just enjoy the ambiance and that sort of thing. But normally, yeah,
right.
If you're with a woman, if I'm with a woman that I like, sure, sex is on the menu. But if she were paying and we could get along really well, it could be sexless. It's in other words, it wouldn't. You know, I can actually be a vegetarian sometimes. I'm not always a carnivore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So I could see where if we're getting along well and everything else is going just chicken, Yeah, it could be without sex. But see, there are two big obstacles to overcome. Number one, a woman having the money to do that and having the will to do that, because most American women will not do that. Just out of principle, they won't do it. They don't value men enough to do it. Now, a few do. I'm not saying in every case, but generally they won't. And, of course, if her personality is such that she can be enjoyed, just personality-wise, I mean, I can see it, sure. Thanks.
Okay. Hey, nephew, I'm
Yeah, what up?
Look, I'm going to run to the bathroom, but listen, check this out. I'm going to ask you a question, then you can answer, and then maybe you can ask the pastor or Mr. Solution to explain it while I run to the bathroom. But look, because this was sent in by a lot of people, so as far as you a man, but if a woman calling, a woman got to answer. As far as you a man, do you prefer your woman shaved or unshaved? If it's unshaved, why? Or if it's a bush, why? You know what I mean? And I go ahead, sign you. I'll be back.
Yeah, me personally, man, I prefer a woman to be well kept and well groomed downstairs. You know, just the cleanliness of the other women. I feel like. If a woman don't groom herself downstairs, then you don't know what's hiding behind that bush. You know, you mess around going there and get something that jump out with you, then you got another problem. So, to me, you know, that's why I prefer a woman to be well groomed and well kept downstairs, because you know, that tells me that she got a certain level of cleanness about herself. You know what I'm talking about?
Mhm. Yes, sir.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Solution?
Well, I think that as long as a woman has good hygiene practices, I'm not real strict either way. I mean, because after all, it is hers. So, but. I don't insist on either way, but, you know, I would think over the course of time it could go back and forth, you know, shaved and unshaved.
Well, I think it would particularly, in that case, I guess, how long you've been with that woman to be comfortable enough to know, because, you know, they get the shaving that stuff down there, man, and some things start to crawl out there, man, you're in trouble.
Well, okay, see, this is the thing. Now, you guys bring see, every one of these topics that you guys bring out, there's so many nuances to it, and I would say this is part of the conversation that a man and woman should have. I would like to know if a woman has, that she's disease-free, just like I'm going to demonstrate to her that I am. I think this is a good opening subject. I mean, once you guys are getting to know each other and you think there may be something there, I think the health reports need to come out to verify the overall health condition so that there won't be any surprises, as you allude to.
Yeah, then you know if she pick up, you know she's going to have some odors in her hair.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I say, you know, if she thick up, you know, she sweat a lot and got hair and stuff, man, you're going to have some foul play down there, man.
Well, not necessarily, because, like I say, if the hygiene is maintained, now I hear guys talking about pH and this sort of thing, and
yeah.
I just say if a woman has kept herself well, that shouldn't be an issue, but since it can be a potential issue, I think these are things that should be, you know, discussed beforehand. That's just my position.
Yep. What about you? What about you, Pastor?
I agree with both parties, but I prefer them shaved. But you got to remember,
as being men, they may want you to shave as well. How do you all feel about that?
Groomer, you like the groom route?
Yeah, I groom. So I'm saying, you know, they may prefer you to be groomed, you know, as well, because, you know, different activities make calls for different things.
I can't be doing that. I can't be shaving. It don't look right. I can't do it.
You know, hair holds older. So, you know, it may require that too.
I did it when I was 16, when I had the crabs when I was 16, and I had to shave my hair. I never did it. I can't do it anymore.
Yo, so that's my biggest thing. That's the thing. When they got that bush, man, you don't know what the hell hiding behind that bush, man. You can't see all them bumps and lumps and shit, you know. You got more than two bumps, man. You got a problem, you know. I want to know what that bump is right there. You ain't trying to fuck with no nutty buddy, man.
Trying to make sure ain't no hair bumps going on down there, huh?
Yeah, unless you guys are just talking about a one-night stand, this is where the communication comes in.
Exactly.
Nobody said that woman. Yeah, it was more like just a generalized question, like if people, what's your preference? You know, not necessarily whether it's with somebody you've been with forever or temporarily, just in general.
Yeah, well, I don't have a strong preference personally.
Shit.
Well, how do ladies feel about it?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Ladies,
I'm sure.
Any
I'm
ladies
sure
on the
want
line?
No
well, let me just say this, if I may. Most of the time, just based on the way we've been, our upbringing, the way we've come up. Women tend to be more into the grooming mode.
Mm-hmm.
I think a man should be clean. I mean, you know, just playing devil's advocate, I have discussed with women, well, how do you feel about a man wearing makeup? Since that enhances your attractiveness, and if you want a man that's more attractive than men normally come, right, well, then they would have to use enhancements. And that's all part of, I would say, the overall cosmetic process. And I think, like, women shave their legs. They shave their underarms, right? So on and so forth. So unless a man is swimming, right, you know, in competition swimming, normally they don't shave the hair off their legs, as I know.
I wanna hear... If it's a woman out here, press. If any ladies out here, you can press one. I want to really get a woman's perspective on the shaved or unshaved.
Hey, you ain't gotta go to Jamaica to see the island.
You 100% right about that.
Wait a minute, say that again. I didn't quite catch that.
I said you don't have to go to Jamaica to see an island.
Oh, okay.
You're right. But I did have another topic.
All right.
Hey,
Yo.
What really comforts you? Wait, hold up. Before we get to that, let's go to the phone line before we do that. Then we'll come back to you. A couple of people just press one. Let me see. 4345, you live.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, you wanted a female perspective on the whole shave or no shave.
Uh-huh.
Now, to me, you know, having a guy like fully like engulfed down there, you know, if he wants to trim up a tiny bit, that's not a problem. You know, it's kind of like you don't want, when you go down on a female, you don't want to have all that in your mouth, and a female really doesn't want that either. You know, to kind of kept up a little bit.
So you saying you prefer to stay shaved down there?
Off and on, you know, like, yeah, there's times that, you know, after a while, you know, being a female, it gets tiring having to shave your legs all the time, you know. Or you may go, like, a couple days without doing it. I'm not saying you want to be, for a man, to be completely bald down there, but to have it trimmed up a little bit isn't a problem.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about, so you prefer to stay trimmed up down there?
Yes.
But is that only when you're dealing with a man, or that's when you're not dealing with a man? If you're not dealing with a man, would you just let a jungle grow?
There's been times, I'm going to be honest, yes, there has been times I've let it go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But then I've gone back and taken care of myself. As a female, you know, there's a lot of heat down there. You can get bacteria, you can get infections.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to keep yourself clean.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Right there.
You
so,
want to stay
how
fresh.
Do you feel,
not just, not
how
just
do you feel
for
about
your
a
man,
man,
but also for yourself.
So, okay, right now, at this moment, right now in time, are you shaved or you got a bush?
I would say it's in between. It's not bald. To me, if it's bald down there, then you're dealing with like a baby. You know.
So you got a TWA, teeny weeny afro right now?
No, it's not full on bush. No. No, but it's kept.
You got a TWA?
A little scrub.
Got a little peach fuzz.
Oh, you got peach fuzz right
now. A little shrubbish.
Hey, I'm just keeping it real. Isn't that what this show's about?
That's right.
So do you prefer your man to shave?
What's that?
What was real? You had peach fuzz or afro or what was real?
I don't have an afro. No, I'm just being honest.
Right.
You what?
I'm just being honest. I'm in between a little bit of peach fuzz and a little bit.
But I'm saying, but why is it like that right now? Because nobody not seeing it. Nobody not visiting it.
No, it's just just for health reasons is all. As well, you know. Women, you know, and it's getting hot out. I'm also a big girl. So, you know, to keep myself clean down there. You know, a woman doesn't always have to be shaved just because she's ready to.
Oh, so.
I think the guys, they get the purrs. You know, they get it in their head that once a girl shaves, oh, she's fucking somebody. No. To me, it's more than that.
Well, it don't really matter to me. Like, shaved, unshaven, it don't really matter. But I think that sometimes hygiene become an issue. Excuse me. I think sometimes hygiene become an issue if you let it grow too long.
I wanted to ask the lady, because I didn't hear it too well. There was some noise. Did she say, ma'am, did you say you shave because you're a big girl? Or you said some reason.
Also for health reasons, you know, your pH balance. You don't want to be smelling all funky, you know, especially in this heat. You know, wearing pants, you know, while I'm at my job. You know, nobody want to be walking by smelling something.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're dealing with customers.
I think that's a good position, because not only is she concerned for herself, but she's concerned for other people. And I think that's a good perspective to take.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So in other words, that you don't let your hair grow because you get funky.
No, I don't want to get funky. I guess that's a big fear of mine as well.
Okay, let's put it like that. Put it like this. Are you a hairy person?
To be honest, I don't think I am.
You think you are?
No, I don't. I don't think I am.
Or do you get a lot of hair under your arms?
No, it would take a little bit. Like, if I was to let it go, I don't know.
Do you get a mustache?
No, I'd be checking in the mirror to make sure I got
that. Do you get a beard?
Like a 5 o'clock shadow? Hell no. I think I would probably shoot myself.
Like whiskers on your chin. Do you get whiskers on your chin?
God, I hope not. Now you got me feeling my chin.
She has a pleasant voice.
Do you get hairy between your buttocks, your butt, your chick, your ass? You got a hairy ass?
No. Not that I'm aware of. Damn, y'all got me checking out my body out here.
All right, we're sitting old back there to inspect it and see if you get hairy and you got an ass.
you know what? Right. I'll just throw this. Younger women having a higher concentration of estrogen makes them hairless. You know, as some women age, and you notice the ratio between each of us have each other's major hormone. Like men have estrogen too, just like women have testosterone. And so as many women get older and their estrogen levels decline and their testosterone level increases, then some of them do get hair, you know, facial hair, I should say.
Okay, where you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
PA.
Okay, look. All right.
The great steel
state.
They got a lot of hairy armor
people
there.
If you go on vacation with a man, does sex have to be included?
No, it doesn't. I don't think it does. If it happens, it happens, but it doesn't have to be a must. If you're going for a vacation just to enjoy that person's time, let it be that. Don't have expectations, because if you set expectations like that, it's going to fail. That's just how I feel.
Are you a black woman?
No, I'm a white woman.
You're a white woman? Well, that's why you answered that like that.
Is she Amish?
No,
am I Amish?
A black woman would have said, "Oh yeah, we having sex on a vacation." Yes, yeah.
Well, some. I let me just say this.
Oh,
some may.
I got some white friends that would probably say that. So it's not just about being a black woman. I had some white friends be like, "Hell yeah, I'm getting fucked." Sorry.
You what?
I have some white friends that would say, hell yeah, if I'm going on a vacation, I'm getting fucked.
Yeah, that's what I said. But are you 100% white? Your father white and your mother,
yes.
Mother white? So you're 100%
yes.
White?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let's go. Hold on.
But I don't identify as white. I identify as peach.
You're peach. Peach. What you mean you identify with peach?
A lot of my friends are black. And they were like, oh, that's the white girl. I'm not from a crayon box. White piece of paper. You put my arm up to it, I do not look like that. Now you grab a peach crayon, you color that in, that's my skin tone.
Oh, so they call people like you what's the name for that? I know you know what I'm thinking of. Damn, I can't think of it right now. You said your friends are black, so you date black men.
Yeah.
Date black men?
I had a very bad experience with a white man, my oldest son's biological father, and it completely turned me off from white men.
Okay. So look, you don't date white men, you date black men.
No. Correct.
But you said you're a big woman, right?
Yes.
Is it because you don't date white men because you're a big woman, you're a plus size? Because black men
no.
like big women. Jamaican men like big women. A lot of white men, hold up, one minute. A lot of white men, they like their females to be 120 pounds, 98 pounds, 110. Is that the reason why you don't date white men? Because I'm not being...
No, to be honest, I've dated all different types of races.
Hold up one minute. I'm really trying to get an understanding to this. Well, you would know. Do white men like big women?
Do I know, or are you talking about another person on the line?
As far as what you know, you're a white woman. Do more white men come on to you, or more black men come on to you?
I don't know.
Keep
it varies.
Real.
I guess it is.
Keep it real.
Jayshon, I have a quick question, if you don't mind, okay? To the lady.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Ma'am,
do you mind saying how large you actually are?
No, that's not a problem at all. I'm 249. And I'm 5'7".
And may I ask your height?
To what?
I'm 249.
249.
And how tall?
But it don't look it that way, though.
And how
right,
tall
but
are
how
you?
How tall, if you can hear me?
I'm 5'6".
5'6"?
Past the single.
Yes.
Let me just ask you this further question, if I may. Do you have real health concerns at that particular weight?
No, actually.
Did you say no or what?
Correct. Yes, I really don't have any health concerns.
Wow.
Like, I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have cholesterol. I don't have diabetes. I used to actually be about 110, 115. And then I was on a birth control shot that blew me up to over 320 pounds.
Wow.
And then when I had my other two children, I lost a lot of weight.
So you five six and you 249.
Mm-hmm. I used to be 270.
Okay. Well. What's big on you? Your breast or your butt?
My butt is flat. I'm gonna be honest. It may be wild, but it's flat. I got bigger tits than I do got ass.
You got to have something big. You say your butt is flat?
Yes.
Oh, so it's the breast?
Yes.
Well, so what size is the breast?
And I think that's what
D,
attracts
double...
a lot of people. They're double D.
What is it?
Double
D, double E, double G, double F? What
no,
is
they're
it?
Double D. They're 48 double D.
Double D?
Uh-huh.
What's the number?
48.
48 double D. That's like a pillow.
Yeah.
They feel like it, and they're real.
What up? What up, O?
You can hear me? Yo, pass the single.
Hey, yo, hey, Mr. Solution. Mr. Solution.
Yes, sir.
So that doesn't attract you at all, right? 5'6", 249, 48 double D. That's not what you're looking for?
Well, no. I wouldn't contradict the lady, but I think there's a little bit of denial there. Now, she says she doesn't have high blood pressure or diabetes or anything like that. And I won't ask her any more questions, but I do think that weighing that much. See, ma'am, if I may say so, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes. Okay. Just from the animal, I'm very much a naturalist. I love nature. And you're heavier than a man at same height. And, you know, there are very few mammalian species where the woman is heavier than the male. Just think from a nature standpoint, that's not consistent. And I would encourage you, this is just me, and I'm not putting you down or anything, I would definitely encourage you to drop at least a third of that weight, if not half of that weight.
I would love to.
No, Mr. Solution.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Honest,
let me hear what the woman has to say, sir.
I would love to lose that.
Mr.
If
Solution.
I could be down to 145, that would be my goal weight. That has always been my goal weight since I was 320.
I would say work on that. Work, you know, get with a health professional, a trainer, and I would definitely work on that because you're headed for a tough time if you don't.
Hold on, everybody. Hold on. Don't you lose a pound. I'm really asking you to put on about 20 more pounds. Shit.
No. The body.
No,
let me tell you, I have an engineering background,
that's why
and the body frame. The body frame, the muscles, and the skeleton were not designed to carry that kind of weight.
And you are correct on that, especially everybody in my family. They are like both my parents. They both have diabetes. They both have high blood pressure, cholesterol. They're both in their 70s.
The Solution looking for somebody to weigh about 120. Everybody.
Oh, hold on. No, not necessarily that, but around that. And let me say this. And the only reason you don't have it yet is you sound like you're pretty young. And I'm telling you, you see very few heavy. Well, that's okay. That's relatively young compared to how long we live, and one doesn't see too many older people at that weight, and that's because they all perish.
Damn.
My dad, he's like everybody in my family is 6 foot and above.
Damn.
Well,
like,
that's just the truth. I'm just, she knows what I'm telling her is truth. And I appreciate that.
Say,
and you know, one of the things
say,
that we should.
You're going to say they all dead, Mr. Solution?
Well, okay. What I'm saying is that the body, the circulatory system, the heart, the muscular system nor the skeletal system is designed to carry that kind of weight. And the ligaments, joints, all of that suffers. She's relatively young, okay? And that's the only reason that problems haven't manifested themselves thus far. But she knows what I'm saying, and I'm glad she's receiving this. Yeah, I'm glad she's receiving this in the positive vein that it's being shared.
I'm going to start calling up.
Listen. You put on about 20 more pounds.
Are you going to fall in love if I do?
Yeah. We over here, we love big women over here. Me and my crew, we love big women. Yeah, I want you put on about 20 more pounds, and then you call me. About 20 more. Don't listen to Mr. Solution.
But to each their own. Everybody has their own
preference.
Just like
you put on about 20 more pounds. You know what I'm saying? And you say you 249.
Yes. Now you say you like big women.
When you get about 269,
my knees can't handle
all that. You get about 269, then you call me. When you get about 269, then you call me.
you know, Jay Sean has a great comedic side, and that tends to be what's protruding right now.
Yeah, my ligament shit, you just thinking about all that.
I'm just having fun.
It's not about the man. I would say it this way. It's not so much about any man. We start with self first. And the best thing is like what you've already attested to, starts with you. Forget a man. It starts with you. And you have to be concerned about what's best for you.
Yeah.
She's 246 pounds at 5'6". The question is, how is your agility? Like, how are you moving around? How are you moving? Are you all right?
No, pretty
around?
Great.
Like,
yeah.
How is sexually? Do you have any complaints from men about you being like not moving or something like that?
No, I've never really had a complaint. I'm not gonna go great into detail about that, but.
So you carry your weight well. You throw that ass.
But see, Jay Sean, in 5 to 10 more years, in a half a decade to a decade from
Hey, Mr. Solution, hold up.
Okay, go ahead.
You say I almost died 5 days ago. Fuck 10 years late from now or 5 years. Tomorrow, not promised to you. We trying to get her.
Well,
to throw
you can't
that ass
say
tonight.
That doesn't make any sense.
Her.
What you just said.
We try.
It's
that
not
do,
promised to us,
sense.
But we if we're reasonably prudent, we do prepare for it. While
you
what
just
you say
told,
is
you
true.
You was about to say 5 or 10 years from now, her health will be deteriorating.
What I'm saying is that. The human body is amazingly resilient, right? Only up to a certain point. And I'm saying this for anybody, not just her, for me or anyone, because all of us have a tendency to overindulge. And all I'm saying is, say, she listed some of the real negative consequences of being grossly overweight. And I'm glad none of that has befallen her heretofore. However,
it is a thing she's at risk.
5 years, we could talk about 2 years or even a year. That things could be completely different if she doesn't get on top of that, which she said she would. And so that's what I'm saying. But look, saying that we don't know what's coming. Saying we don't know what's coming is not an appropriate answer.
I want her 300 pounds by 225.
Yeah, well, you're kidding, and we all know that you're bullshit. We know that you're a smart man, Jayshon. You have written, heard you say, listen, I listen to you quite often, and you've said you've written several books. So a lettered man, a man who has written books, authored books, is by no means a dummy. He understands a lot more than he may be willing to reveal. And so I like to speak to a person's inner man, their soul, if you please.
Listen.
And we all know, I gave you the answer from nature. The answer from nature is the male, except in the hyena clan. And the mammalian species, I think the hyena is one of the few exceptions where the male does not weighs less than the female. And so one could just take a page from nature to get a perspective.
How tall are you, Missy? How tall are you?
Oh, I'm about 6'2", right in there. 6'2",
yeah.
And
you tall,
a little bit.
You tall as hell. I'm only 5'8". You 6'2"?
I wear a size 13 shoe, though.
Damn, I thought you was a short dick man.
There's nothing
now, Jayshon, I have a question for you.
I bet you nobody thought Mr. Felicia was 6'2". Nobody.
The lady got a question, Jayshon.
Go ahead, Miss PA. What's up?
Say you like big girls, right?
I love
big
women.
Now, I know this is off the topic, but when you've been in an argument, have you ever put her down for her weight?
Listen to what I'm saying.
Answer the question.
And she might. I am, but I got to make this clear first. I always tell people, like, I'm not married or anything like that, but, you know, I always tell people honestly that I keep it real. And I say that like it's somebody in my life. I never say I'm married. I don't put titles on nothing. I always say we got an agreement. But and she ain't no little woman. I never called nobody you fat or you like you big fat bitch or you fat this and that, you fat, never. I would never say that. I don't care if my woman was 600 pounds, I would never call her fat. And she might be listening. She can press 1 if she want and say, have I ever said, I never said that. I never would call a big woman
fat. I'm so proud
of you. Nah, I just wouldn't do that. I would never call.
No, I'm just curious because a lot of guys say that they have, you know, they love big women. But while they're with a woman, and then, you know, they're into a nasty fight, automatically they got to bring up about her. They got to tear her.
Now, if I have a fight, I'm gonna use the B word. I'm not gonna say fat. I might say the B word. Oh, okay. She just texted me and said I called her a fat ass before. That's a lie. She said I called her. See, I keep it real on my show. She said I called her a fat ass before.
You probably did.
Hey, When you finish, I would like to respond to the lady.
I never called nobody a fat ass in my life. That's a lie. I don't hurt people like that. I never did that in my life.
I understand that when people are angry, they say things to hurt the other person.
No, I don't do that. I never call nobody fat.
No, I'm not just saying you, but why do men do that? You know, they say they love big women.
Other men do it, but
that's the first thing that they go for.
I want to respond to that. This is my solution. I want to respond to that when Jay Sean finishes. Because I think I can give you a answer. Or response.
Well, women know when she actually, women know how to bring you all the way down, bro. Don't get it twisted. All she got to do is,
Hold up.
It's real quick and I'm done.
What you said?
I was just saying, I said a woman can bring you low. She can make you jump off a bridge real quick. All you got to do is, get ready to perform your action and all she had one little laugh will fuck you up. You did that one little laugh, nigga. You know what I'm talking about. The one laugh when they when you there and you trying to perform and you think you working with something. That one little laugh gonna break your heart.
Well, sometimes.
I promise.
Not all the time.
Jeez.
But look.
Go ahead, Mr. Solution. What you were saying,
Ma'am?
Solution?
What I would like to say to you. I don't know. Did you give your name, the lady that speaks?
My name is Sarah.
Sarah, okay,
Sarah.
Nice to meet you, Sarah.
Okay.
First of all, okay, two things. Men lie a lot when it comes to sex, and women lie, too, playing with sex. But men generally don't like big women. Now, they may like them to have fun with them, you know, just have sex with them, but for little else, because or it's a low-quality man. It's a low-brow man. And men have learned to lie like that to get what they want. And so I would say that very few men, normal men, particularly successful men, want overweight women. And one can adjudicate or judge that by the fact that very few.
That's not true.
Hold on a minute, sir. Hold on. And it's a wonderful subject to dialogue on and come to consensus. You know, the Hegelian dialectic, thesis, antithesis, consensus. But the point is that successful men on the aggregate do not like overweight women. They don't.
Okay, that might be true. That might be true. That might be true.
But
look,
why would they also marry them?
If I became a six-figure man or a seven-figure man, I'm still going to like big women. Now, far as showing them off and all that, see, me, I still would do that, but I don't know if the average man would do that. Like Mr. Solution said, I don't really know. Maybe it's more to have.
Sarah offered a counter, and I want to respond to that when you finish, Jay Sean. She asked a question, well, why do they marry them? I want to respond to that when you finish.
Look, I done seen some badass, like, big women. Like, all women, like, some women, like, I done seen big women that got flat stomach, got the double, triple D's and the legs and all, and it didn't look damn good on them. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, that sloppy shit, I can't do. You know what I'm saying? But some women that have weight is just naturally fig-boned, and that's okay. You know, but when it's out of proportion, when, you know what I'm saying, that's when it becomes not only a health risk, as Ms. Solution is saying, but, you know, an issue with me. You know, it's certain things that going to turn me on that might not turn you on. You know what I'm saying? But I've seen women who carry their weight very well. They're just naturally big-boned women that may, in the average person's eyes, you might try to call them overweight or whatever, but naturally they're not overweight. That's just their body structure. I call it being
right,
wrong
and
women.
There we would have to excavate the numbers to deal with those. But you're right. But I want to deal with the lady. She said, "Well, why do they marry the big women, the successful men, if they don't like them?" That rarely, if ever, happens. What you're probably referring to, Sarah, is that this woman has been with this man already for a long time. Virtually no successful men get with fat women as their main woman. It just doesn't happen.
Well, to be honest, it did happen because I'm still legally married to him.
Right, but listen, the anomaly, the exception to the rule doesn't eviscerate the rule. It doesn't invalidate the rule. It proves the rule. You may find, I mean, people can, you could say, fall in love skydiving. It probably doesn't happen that often. I'm just using that as a hyperbolic example. But one can't take extreme example and cite it as the norm, because it's not the norm. Men, okay, if a man has worked to become the best version of himself, notice what I said, best version of himself. He's not going to go for a lesser woman, because the woman, a man's woman really is an indicator of who he is. Her mannerism, her shape, her physiognomy, her form, all of that speaks to who he is. So you won't find many successful men getting with overweight women. It just doesn't. Now, to answer Jay Sean, I'm not talking about a 110-pound woman, although that's not bad depending on a woman's height, okay? If she's like 5'2 or 5 feet, you know, that would be fine. But if a woman, I say any time a woman gets 160 and over, look out. I mean, I think she's reached the limit of what her structure can carry healthily. Her heart, her ligaments, her muscles, and so on and so forth. So that's my response.
Well, I can even say when I was at 320 pounds, I really don't have big legs like you would another 320-pound person. I didn't have what they call cankles, my arms. Yeah, they're a little big, but they're not like where I look like I got two arms. Like, I've always worried about that with myself. Yeah, I'm not really happy about my stomach, but I've also had people see me when I was pregnant, and I looked sick. I was down to 170, I think, when I was pregnant with my daughter. And a lot of people told me, you look better and healthier when you were heavyweight than you do while you're pregnant and skinny.
So you carry your weight well.
Their body and their bone structure are different.
What is your doctor? Well, you pretty much already agreed, Sarah.
Wait.
But what does your doctor say? What is your? Oh, by the way, I just want to throw this in there. I don't know what this weight is, and people have different skin elasticity. But look, once a person gets a certain weight and they stretch their skin, the skin won't shrink even if they lose weight. They'll have that hanging skin. And some women have to get surgery after they've lost a lot of, you know, weight in order to reduce that skin because it just becomes flabby. Now, I don't know what weight that is. You know, you may know something about that. I don't know.
Now, I don't have where it's droopy and saggy, and I know what you're talking about. I don't have that.
Right. And a lot of women, look at it this way, women who consider themselves your competition, you have to be careful about what people say. They'll lie to you because they know that the heavier, let's not make it personal about you, but say, for example, a woman has a fat friend, right? And she'll hang out with that fat friend because she knows that improves her odds of getting attention from men. So she'll cheerlead for the fat friend and say, oh, you look great being fat, but you notice she's not fat. So just be aware of that. I mean, this has
or
all
they
sorts
also
of...
have it to where, like, say you go out to a club. Not to cut you off, I apologize. Like, you go out to a party, you're telling your friend, oh, yeah, you look great in that outfit, when in reality, she does not look good at all. I've had a couple friends like that.
They told you that, or you told them that?
No, I've had friends tell me that.
Oh, and you knew they were lying to you. Is that what I understand?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. There you go. See?
At that point, let me tell you, I'm no longer with them people. Now, the friends that I do have, we are very honest with each other. Like, no, hey, that thing's too tight to your stomach, or, you know, makes your butt look a little bit wider. We're pretty honest. We're pretty close with that. We tell each other about ourselves.
And you make a great point, Sarah, because your friend won't lie to you. See, a person who lies to you, especially in an important area like that, is not your friend. And so I'm glad you're not in association with more.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, nice conversation, though. Excellent conversation.
Pastor, yes, it is. Oh, Pastor want to shoot his shot.
He want to shoot his
Pastor,
shot.
Pastor, you there? Yeah.
I'm here.
He said he want a woman size 12.
Pastor,
and under.
Shoot your shot.
Won't you smile a while, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I enjoyed you, Miss Sarah.
Wait, what was that?
I said I enjoyed your conversation tonight.
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Shoot your shot, Rube. The floor is yours.
I'm enjoying
it.
I'm
listening to everybody talk, you know, because I said what I had to say, like, a skinny girl can't do nothing for me but show me where a big girl at. So,
fight in PA.
That's where I stand. That's where I stand. That
all right.
I don't want nothing skinny with no meat on the bones.
Man, you like what you like, and you know, these women out here are trying to inject that fat up in them too, man, just to get what the big girls got, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I just always liked the big girls. I don't know why. My friends used to tease
me. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of times, real skinny men with bigger women.
Yeah, I'm not skinny, though.
Hey, I wasn't gonna say that.
What you was gonna say, Miss PA?
Oh, nothing.
Huh?
Nope, I'm just listening.
We want to really know how that 249 get around.
Would you date another person that your size or bigger as far as in a man?
I have.
Yes.
How was that experience?
Well, we did our thing.
Dang.
It wasn't hard.
You hear that, Pastor? It wasn't hard.
Hey, two heavy set people can get it on. I'll tell you that.
Okay, so you 249, right?
Yeah.
Right? Do it matter to you what type of everybody talking about everything, but what type of man do you like? What's your qualifications,
like,
and what's your, how tall the men do you like? Do you want a skinny man? or do you want a fat man, or do you want a built man? What kind of man do you want?
I really don't like short men. He's got to be taller than me. If he has some muscle, if he has a little bit, oh, a lot of muscle, okay. I really haven't gone about weight for a man. It's, for me, it's also their personality and how they treat the person. I've never really been for looks, because to me, I've never really thought I was a great looking person. I've had people tell me, oh, yeah, you have a beautiful baby face, but
I think the less attractive a person is to another person, is the it's the less you will put up with from a person. Okay. I think attraction plays a major part.
I mean, really, to be honest with you, I like hearing. I'm eating some chicken. I like hearing from. From a big girl's perspective. Because
keep on eating that chicken, aren't you? Ain't gonna be far from it.
5'6" and 249, you know, it gotta be a man that's like, you know what I'm saying, like boom. 249, that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Right?
Now, I've been a guy that I was previously with. He was real tall, and he was real skinny.
Yep.
But I've also was with somebody that was a little bit shorter, but a little bit bigger.
So you feel like at your weight 249, right? You feel like a man should have no problem letting you get on top of him or something like that. Like, you feel like that's cool.
Now I'm gonna be honest. I don't like to really be on top of a man because of my weight. But I wouldn't mind having a man lay on top of me that has also been bigger than me.
So you don't really get on top of a man.
No, I know I have. I said I just don't like it.
But why not?
Well, my weight. I just haven't really felt confident with it.
Other than your weight, with all your weight, if you got on top of a man, right?
I'll do my thing, of course, but in the process, I might feel uncomfortable doing. But to please the man that I'm with, I'll do what I gotta do.
Hey, I have a quick comment here. We're not just talking about static weight, Jayshon. We're also talking about dynamic weight, the difference.
Okay.
You had a in other words, not speaking towards Sarah, but just speaking in general towards weight, static and dynamic weight. Static weight, say if you have something that weighs 200 pounds, static. If it moves a half a foot, that's a multiple there. We're talking about maybe 350 now. You catch my drift?
Miss PA?
I'm here.
Did you hear what Mr. Solution said?
I'm a little confused.
You can repeat that, Mr. Solution. Repeat that.
No, I'm just saying, and I'm not directing it toward her. I'm just saying static weight and dynamic weight are two different weights. If something is 200 pounds static, and then it drops, say, a half a foot or a foot, that's a lot more than 200 pounds now to the receiver.
Yeah. Okay.
But not referring to you, Sarah, just in general.
No, I get what you're saying.
That's why, for example, to just use an example, that's why running, jogging can be harder on one's knees than walking. It's the same weight, but now when one puts that weight in motion, it becomes a multiple of what the static weight was. In other words, with movement, weight greatly increases, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
1048. Double tap to
power off.
Double tap
to power off.
You there?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. If anybody on the phone lines, I see everybody on the phone lines. If you want to make a comment, you got to press 1. Join this conversation. Just press 1. I applaud and really truly take my hat off that Sarah came on the platform. The only woman. It came on the platform, like it take a lot of nerve to do that, and to come up against men, it take a lot of nerve. So I really respect.
I'm just being me.
Yeah, I want to join you. I think Sarah is great. I think she's phenomenal.
That's right.
Yeah.
And next year, Mr. Solution, want to see you next year at 219. How about that, Mr. Solution?
If I can get there, I'll cry it out.
Absolutely.
You
want
her, to see you at
yes.
And I know in a couple years you want me at 275, you said? In 2025?
Hell yeah. 275. 280
yeah,
if you can do it.
It's for her health. And with Sarah's personality, but Sarah, keep the same personality that once you lose the weight, keep the same personality. And I think you'll be doing fantastically.
Well, I
That's
stay
right.
me. My motto
right.
is I am who I am. And I do what I do.
Right.
When you
right.
lose all that weight, your chest's going to get smaller now. You know that, right?
In a way, God, I hope so, because I hate carrying around these things.
Oh, my God.
I need somebody
well, you know
to hold
what?
It for me.
Said that women demonstrate to men how much they care about them through their weight and attitude. So, you know, those two are very, very important. So, absolutely.
Yeah, let me see. Let me do some promotion real quick.
So everybody know we got a different podcast. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we got the Let's Talk About It All podcast at 7 o'clock tomorrow with your host, Andre Shadi Hill. That's at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Sunday, we got the Point of Impact, Brother Malai D. Hands. His podcast is at 7 o'clock. It's the same phone number. Tomorrow at 7, Sunday at 7. Then on Mondays, we got Dre podcast, Humble X Vision. That's at 8:30. Same phone number. And then Thursday, we got my sister podcast. Same phone number. But hers start at 8 o'clock on Sundays. So, man, we are like an hour over. I really had a good time. Because, you know, the podcast is my therapy. I mentioned earlier, if anybody want to make any donations, I don't know if they know my Cash App. It's the same as my name, $JASHONJ, $JSHONJ. I got a purple shirt. I think on my Vimo, I think I got on a green sweatsuit. But like I said earlier, we accepting donations. No, nothing is too small, nothing is too big. I think, y'all. You know what I mean? It is greatly appreciated, especially right now when there's so much stuff going with the car accident and all that. Donations are appreciated, and that's why I got PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App. And appreciate all the people who made the donations. There's a lot of people that stay in the background and make donations, and I really appreciate that. Sarah, I just give a big shout out to Sarah, Miss PA, because you really came out here. Like, a lot of women are scared to come on my show. They think I'm gonna chop them up and I'm gonna act and talk. I mean, I might talk crazy, don't get me wrong, but you hung in there. You dealt with me, you helped Nephew O and Mr. Solution. Too many people can't deal with Mr. Solution. Well, we didn't really turn up on you tonight, but you really.
First of all, that's not true, Jason. A lot of people deal with me. A lot of people deal with me. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, and one thing I would say to you, I was just thinking of this. You should do something along the lines of finances, too. I would like to see finances pouring out of your ears. But there's a show I would like to mention. It's called Epic EPIC Economics. And this is a very professional economist. Epic Economist.
Somebody
it's on YouTube.
In the background. Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
Somebody makes a lot of noise in the background. Mute your phone. What's the name of the book, Mr. Solution?
No, it's not a book. It's a show. It's like a magazine. It comes on. I mean, this guy puts out a podcast. He's pretty prolific. He puts out a podcast about every other day, or maybe every day. But it's called Epic Economist, and now he's talking about the retirement crisis. And let me just say this. Some people think that retirement only refers to old people. It doesn't. It refers to everybody. Gerber is recommending now that parents take out an insurance policy toward retirement for their six-month-old. Because it's going to take a lot more money in this system of inflation, rising inflation. And I know we've all felt it in the grocery store, gas pump, or wherever we've done shopping. So I would say listen to that show and talk about it, and other shows. But this is just one I'm recommending because the area of finances is the place that most people are illiterate. They have very little financial literacy. Robert Kiyosaki talked about it in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. So I think I mentioned another, the baby boom dilemma. If any of you guys can watch that, I think it'll really influence you and change your perspective on finances. But this is something that everybody has to deal with in a direct way. And a lot of people, you know, I say, well, they'll talk to you about sex before they'll talk to you about their finances, because I think they
right.
feel that finances are more personal. So I would say do that, and I don't doubt that donations will be pouring in, and you may make so much money yourself you don't even need donations. I mean, I'm just saying. But I think finances should be given a lot more airtime in many more of our lives than currently takes place. So
yes.
It's a phenomenal subject, by the way. I mean, it's a historic subject, it's a present subject, and it's a future subject. There are very few things in one's life that will have the kind of impact that finances do. So thank you.
You're right. You're welcome. Nephew O, you still here? Nephew O.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I think we lost Pastor Ruben. I'm not sure. Wanted to get you on and say thank you again, you know, for joining me.
Always, man.
Definitely
appreciate all the listeners.
They ain't press one, but trust me, it's a lot of people on the phone lines. I can see all these numbers. They just listening to us entertain or active or whatever we doing up here. But it don't matter. We want to employ Sarah from Pennsylvania.
For sure.
Having the courage to come up here and take on all these men up here, you know, and throw her weight around. You know, throw that 249 around. And, you know, everybody know I'm really joking, you know what I mean? Like telling her to gain weight and all. I'm just joking. It's how you feel about yourself. I got a gut. I'm 5'8", 210. You know what I mean? And I'm stocky. My arms is nice. My back is nice. You know, but I always have a problem with my gut. I could work on that. You know what I mean? So we all got
mm-hmm.
something to work on. Nobody perfect. You know
for
what
sure.
I'm saying? So nobody perfect. I think the pastor got knocked off.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He got knocked off, right? Miss PA, you got knocked off?
Nope, I'm still here. I'm just saying goodbye to my sister-in-law.
Oh, you still here? Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm still on.
Okay, I'm trying to look and see something. Wait a minute, one second. Because we was just getting ready to talk about you. Hold on one second.
I'm still here. I've been listening, and yes, I threw my weight around tonight.
Yeah, you threw your weight around. You threw it around, 249 pounds. You threw it around. And we caught it. Wait a minute. Miles didn't press one tonight. I think Miles, because I said that I must have said something wrong in the beginning. And Miles didn't press one today. O got me in trouble with that. Oh, you got me in trouble. Still here, O?
Anybody here? Siri, you still here?
I'm still here.
Mr. Solution, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here. This mess you up.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, I didn't know what happened because we went over the top. Thought it cut everybody off for a minute.
Nah.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, Bitcoin. How many
Bitcoin.
People think that Bitcoin is worth investing in? And I'm just asking the question. How many people know about Bitcoin? And do they think
I don't know nothing about Bitcoin, Mr. Solution. I ain't gonna lie to you. I just heard about it.
Well, it's a cryptocurrency, one of about 100. I look at about 100 different ones, but it and Ethereum and Dogecoin tend to be some of the. There are others, like I say, there are about 100, but Bitcoin is the most popular. And at one point, I think it was up to $69,000 per coin. It's completely electronic. It's on the computer. That's the only place it can be accessed. It's digital.
Wow.
It's digital currency. And so people are thinking, since we have so much inflation, is it a good place to store one's money? Is it a good investment? So I just think these are some things that can be hammered around, and one of the things about investment is it's key to the individual. No one has exactly the same investment needs. Now, we all need money, but we need it in different increments at different times and this sort of thing. But Bitcoin just came to mind because it's in the news now. A lot of institutional investors were investing in Bitcoin, like retirement funds and university. You know, maybe you've heard about some of the Ivy League universities. They have billions of dollars, and they did initially buy Bitcoin. Like I said, it was up to $69,000 per unit, or what they say, per coin. Now it's down to about, it's below 30,000 now. It took a hit about 6 to 7 months ago. But
wow.
Some people are still buying it. They still think it's a pretty decent investment. You know, $26,000 is nothing to sneeze at, but it's a long way from $69,000. So look into it and see what you think. That's an excellent subject. These subjects are good. Make no mistake about it. But every damn thing
right.
we talk about, we have to finance it. You see? That's the common denominator.
Yep.
Everything we talk about, it has to be financed, including this show.
Yeah, true. True. I would love
to hear, you know, and putting your minds to it. See, all of our minds have different capabilities. And see what you think. I was thinking about, I'm not invested in it, by the way, because it violates everything I know. But that doesn't mean it's not adequate for some people, you know. And it is a good conversational piece. What do you think about Bitcoin? Do you think it will be around? And it's only been around for about 14 years, roughly, as I understand it. And it compares
wow.
itself to gold. Do you think that's it? Go ahead.
I don't think they're going to get rid of our slave owners. I don't think that's happening. I don't think they're going to get rid of our slave owners. Every one of them dollar
what?
Bills got a former slave owner on it. At the end of the day, they're not getting rid of them.
Well, be careful when you say that, because every paper-based currency that has come into existence has gone by the wayside. You've heard a continental, it's not worth a continental. I mean, the U.S. has had paper money that has gone defunct, that has gone extinct, and every country has. I'm sure you heard about Zimbabwe, how they were using trillion-dollar bills. and, of course, Venezuela and some other countries. So I wouldn't say – history doesn't agree with you, by the way.
Yeah, I get all
so,
that.
But that's a good subject to talk about. I mean, we wouldn't know this if we didn't bring it up. But in other words, you're thinking that the dollar will always be present, that it'll always be extant?
Yeah. Hey, them people ain't allowing that to go nowhere. Not if America got
Well, let me tell you this. I don't know if you're familiar with the BRIC nations, but the BRIC nations are coming together and they're divesting from the dollar.
But do you understand that Americans are stubborn as hell and they're not going to change that? We can't even get simple damn laws passed. Why do you think they're going to change currency? Like, they not that damn smart, obviously.
Well, the thing is that, look, most U.S. dollars are in foreign countries because, I mean, it's the greatest hope that's, I think, ever been fostered on the world. We give them, you know, paper, our paper, and they send us bona fide goods. You see, like with China, we give them our treasury bills, and then they send us actual stuff. Now, what they're saying is we're sick of doing that. We see that you, and especially when our government came out and they attempted to punish Russia, you know, financially. Yeah, and then the other countries go, wait a minute, if you're doing this to Russia, you can do this to us. So they say, we don't want these dollars because you can hurt us. You can hurt our economy.
Yeah, I feel like the money is going to be as digitalized as it's going to get. We already using things such as credit cards and debit cards. All that money is moved electronically. You're not necessarily seeing physical money like that anymore. So I feel like that's the farthest it's going to go as far as America goes.
Well, yeah, it's moved electronically, but there's an end product to where the person has to present something physical. Like, are you saying that all the currency that you use now is totally physical? Oh, and by the way, let me just say this. There's a movement with young people, and I'm talking about people in their 30s. I forget, maybe they're called millennials. They're moving away from digital money, because people often say when credit cards and other forms of digital currency, people are more reckless in their spending. In other words, they spend more when they have a credit card. They spend more than if they had cash, right?
I mean, that's what the Bitcoin stuff is. That's all digital. It ain't no physical. It ain't a physical coin. It's all digital.
No, you're right. You're right. But Bitcoin is used as a it's a means of transferring money. Now, whether it's a store of value, that's a very important word right there. Whether it's a store of value, and there are things that are fungible too, like lumber, oil. You'll notice that these things tend to maintain their value relative to the dollar. They cost so much. 20 years ago, they increased their price. You know, we call it inflation. But these items tend to hold their value. The only problem with these items is that we don't have a place to store them, like lumber. I mean, unless one is a lumber yard, you can't store lumber. So it's not really a store of wealth for the average person. You follow what I mean?
Yeah, but then you got to... Yeah, I get that too. But you gotta simplify everything too, because at the end of the day, you gotta realize why that's not gonna happen. Why they're not gonna let something like Bitcoin take over currency? And the reason why they're gonna do that is because they have not yet developed an efficient way to tax it. And if they can't tax it, if what's working now for them is working, why they gonna do something different? Why they gonna change the whole vision of money if it's working?
The government can't stop everything, and I think your presumption is that the government is all powerful, and they're not. A lot of governments collapse. But let me throw a curve at I'm sorry, what was the lady's name? Sarah? Sarah, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, well, this is for you, Sarah. It's been estimated, and I was recently reviewing this, that a single woman is going to need between $1.9 and $2.4 million. That's $1.9 to $2.4 million to make it from 65 to 85, the 20 years of life after retirement. And what do you think of, did you know that, first of all, and what do you think about it?
Give me a minute on that. Because you wanted something like Jay Sean said at the beginning of the show, tomorrow is not promised. You could have all that money, and you could die tomorrow, and guess what? You can't take that with you. So
wait a minute. Is that your best response?
To have as much money as I can, I use what can get me through. I don't need to be rich